Enemy!
Start mashing harder. It's time for Breadcast.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Melty Breadcast. It's episode 13 for December 22nd, 2011. Happy freaking holidays, everybody. I'm your host, Master Jimmy. With me is somebody who's currently discovering their inner persona, Mikado Fox.
What the fuck does that mean?
It means you're developing your furry persona.
It's a fursona.
It's something I should not know because I'm not a furry, I assure you.
So what are you, like Teddy from Persona 4?
No. Oh, God. I don't know if he is a furry persona. Is it persona? He's a fur. Yeah, you know what? Let's not get into it. All right.
That's your job.
Yes, that is. I'm just going to do a quick news recap. Pretty much whatever the hell I posted on the front page, because lo and behold, I have news to recap. Hooray. So, first is first, of all things, the demo is actually out. So,
have you touched the demo?
I have played the demo. I played it. I downloaded it to check to see if my computer could actually handle it. I mean, more or less, it can handle it without having to change anything. So, yeah, the link, official link, is on the front page to the site itself. So, go download it right now. Go download it and have fun playing with characters you may or may not care for, but it is definitely something you should be testing out because it does have net play. So,
it's still good to download and just be like, hey, I wonder what this character does.
Right, you can get a feeling of like the changes that they made, like raw airflow and comboing after it and OTGs and so on. But definitely, if you're listening, go to the front page, download it, and have fun. And then hit up the forums and talk about it. Second order of business is Frostbolt is actually taking it upon himself to compile videos for all the characters in the demo. I think it's right now it's just the characters in the demo. I'm not sure if he'll continue this into the retail version, but
maybe, because it's not too hard. It's like quick 2-minute videos of everyone's basic stuff that anyone can be like, oh, this is what they do. All right, cool.
Yeah, I think it's like it's day one or week one type of deal. But if you don't really understand the game, maybe you're like just getting into it and you're coming into it with the demo, definitely something you should check out. And if you know what you're doing, then you should also check out his thread, which is linked on the front page, to help him out, because he is looking for help for getting, I guess, anything from normal combos to like the crazy hype, you know, 7 jump C's in a row type of deal. So
I gotta start linking stuff like that. People need to follow my Twitter, because I actually post up stuff like that like every once in a while. Like I'll see Scion do 7 charge jump C's and I'm like, holy shit, that's fucking hype.
Somebody linked that into the thread, I think, for what he was doing, and it had, I think, one match where like Scion did like I think it was seven or eight like charge jump C's. I'm like,
yeah, that shit's mad hype.
Yeah, that's crazy hype. I would love to see that happen in the tournament. So
it wouldn't, because we're in America.
What happened?
I said it wouldn't because we're in America.
Is somebody
we got training mode monsters?
Yeah, we got training mode monsters.
Just because they knew the combo doesn't mean that it's ever gonna happen.
It'll
in tournament.
Happen. Maybe. Okay, no, I won't.
No, it's gonna happen.
It'll happen. It'll be one moment in time where that happens, and it'll be recorded on stream or like on video, and it'll be enjoyable for 5 minutes.
And they proceed to get like bodied by like some random scrum.
Yeah. Something crazy like that. Also in the news is, if I'm not mistaken, and this is according to Kamina, he's basically made a thread to let everybody let out more or less what they they have for suggestions or problems with the demo itself. So if you can't connect it to anybody, or you're constantly desyncing, or maybe it's awesome, or you think there should be like a quick option, or I think there's some stuff that was in the old version that aren't in this one.
AKA Kolmov.
Yeah. Stuff before we get to Mav, mind you.
He's because, already doing stuff. He just doesn't want to tell anybody.
Yeah, like, Mav has already gone as far as to make a keyboard, I think, mapper and something for Linux. So, but we're not at that point yet. But this thread is to let everybody know that if I'm not mistaken, that Manabe and French Bed should be listening, are listening, are perhaps listening, could listen to us. I am imagining that they have the connections, they being himself and Kamidal, perhaps. While, you know, what the hell, it can't hurt. But, you know, put out what you don't like, what you like, what you would like to see, etc. And in the retail version, so definitely hit that
setup. Standalone version of the game, maybe?
Yeah. Standalone. That's
all right. I want.
I'm not buying anime for Anime Fighter,
especially because I could download it for free. Cough.
Yeah. Hey,
boy, I can't wait to buy my anime so I can play Melty.
Gee willikers, I feel the same, Izuki.
Man,
you are crazy.
And lastly, as soon as I get this plugin fixed or I bother the hell out of Psylocke, you guys can expect a lot more videos.
You've been doing this for months. Quick aside, you've been trying to fix this for months.
Yeah, I've been trying to fix this for months. Actually, if there's anybody listening that knows that can do WordPress rather well, because Bell tried it out, or if there's anybody that could actually threaten Dippy well enough to do something about this, do let us know in the thread for this episode, because I would greatly enjoy being able to post videos on the front page and not just actual text links to link to the video. Because right now, Psylocke's got that special responsibility, and I would also like that. So I'm sure you guys would like 400 embedded videos that are like 2 hours long on the front page. Yeah, you
would actually have to watch them too, because you have notes in the videos. Exactly.
Because I'm not watching four-hour videos like that.
Yeah, you play Melty, yeah.
I shut up, whatever. But that's more or less what we've got for the news, unless you've got something to add in, Fox or Mizuki. I don't think I missed much of anything. The news is trickling in ever so slowly, but, you know, we're getting more news than we did in the past, thanks to the news.
I don't know. Maybe if I have time or if people care, I'll try to ask Mizuki to help me to, like, do more video commentary. So not, like, even if you can't understand what the JP commentators are saying, I'm just going to be like, oh, they did this, blah, blah, blah. This is what's happening right now. Not like Roku's whole thing because Roku's whole thing is completely different, because that's Roku's thing. So, yeah.
We should bother Roku, too.
Maybe, or maybe not. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe he actually plays Melty. Does he play Melty? He plays Melty less than I do. How about that?
Wait, do people play Melty in America?
Shut up, dude. Silence. Go back to fixing technical things.
That was nasty. Should apologize for that.
No. Continuing on to news.
We've got another special guest today. Hold your applause. Thank you. Our guest today is somebody who's gone to one tournament in his Multiplayer career, but it's more or less the most important tournament to have attended. He got third in singles at this tournament, and I would argue that he carried his entire freaking team and team tourney through the entire freaking tournament.
The scrubs.
Damn Don John bastards. yeah, so this guy's good. And I don't, I guess you could call him a NetPlay veteran, more or less. But he's the guy who took our money last year to buy some shitty enemy figure of a shitty character in BlazBlue. Mr. Kusanagi, how are you doing?
Stop hating.
But I can't. Yeah. Noelle is such a lame character.
Yeah, she's cute.
I saw character design. Character design's fucking bad.
BlazBlue and character design is not something I create with quality, but we'll worry about that at another point. But how are you doing, Kusanagi? What are you up to?
I've got a cold right now, so I'm not that good.
How do you have a cold, man? What have you been doing?
I don't even know.
Are you getting fresh air?
Not really. I don't usually go out.
No.
I don't know how did I get here.
Is it snowing in Mexico?
God.
I don't know, Chibi. Is it snowing in California?
Hey, it could.
Yeah, that's when we know the world is ending.
Yeah, it's ending already. I'm not waiting.
It's like 60 degrees.
Vote Ron Paul. Vote Ron Paul. Vote Ron Paul.
Okay, Arturo. Oh, God. Don't get me started.
But let's get some questions going. Dyslexia? Hi, how are you?
Pink face.
Question number one. What was that?
He said he's good.
Okay, great. Awesome. Question number one. Have you played the demo, Mr. Kusanagi?
I've only played it a few times. I don't really have the time right now. I'm stuck with KOF right now.
Yes. I understand your pain. I truly sympathize.
But you have played a little.
So I guess the next question would be, even with your limited time having played it, what did you think of it? Did you get to try around or mess around with like the new system changes, like the raw air throws? Or like, do you even play any other characters? Have you ever messed around with like any of Arc or Scion before?
I've been playing C Arc. You know, I used to main C Arc Arcade in at Cadenza.
I was not aware of this.
Yeah, I used to main her. But I don't know. Right now, none of the characters seems interesting to me, so I'm pretty much meh about the demo.
Meh?
Meh.
Okay. So, but you did, like, did you actually get to try it, the net play at
all?
Yeah,
I try it. It's kind of, I know, it's good compared to KOF's, you know, how shitty that thing is.
Okay.
But it's nothing near the caster net play.
Right.
So it's something in between.
It's pretty much stuck in the middle, so that it's better than a quote unquote, is it? I guess we could call Pink Fighter a professional product.
I guess.
Yeah. But not as good as something that a programmer did on the side in like 2 hours.
Cool. Yeah, exactly. You know, the game, like the delay, it's good, you know. It feels smooth. But the lag spikes are horrible.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
Yeah, what about the actual like interface that they use in game, you know, how you have to mean like choosing if you get a host, so like putting your IP and that type of thing. Is something you think they should stick with, or do you think they should change it, or is it fine? And
I actually really like the user interface. It's okay, I guess. I've been spoiled by, you know, the good options of Arcana Heart 3 or
right.
BlazBlue's NetPlay. But I guess it's okay.
That's actually another question I should ask you. What do you think of like improvements the game can have in the retail version. Like you were mentioning Arcana Heart, you think that maybe they could get all that craziness with like lobbies going and like matchmaking, all that type of thing?
Yeah, the matchmaking right now in Melty Blood, it's shit. You know, like if you go to matchmaking, you get to play Japanese people, right. But obviously the delay won't be that good. So I think they can change that matchmaking option. Something like in BlazBlue, where you can filter by zone, you know, by location.
Okay. Yeah, I don't play fighting games online because I don't know. Sometimes just I'll enjoy it, but then as soon as I hit that like wall, I can't get what I want to have come out. Like I just get infuriated and I can't play anymore. It's just like I feel like I'm playing a totally different game. So I don't know anything about lobbies and matchmaking and that type of thing. And that's pretty important nowadays. Like you can't really make even like a standalone game. Like first person shooters used to be standalone. It's just like it's so heavy on multiplayer now that you have to have like proper netplay, you know, included. So do you think this is something they'll like really nail down and iron out with the retail version, or do you not have like much faith in terms of what do you think?
About what? The final netcode?
Yeah, the final netcode. I mean, I have to question it, what it is that we are playing in the demo. Is this just something? Because they were talking about I think Nariton is his name, who I believe is a producer of French Bread, because he's been there since they started, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, the Twitter feed?
Yeah, I think they're just trying out things, you know. And even the Japanese guys were saying how this is definitely an alpha version of the netcode. So okay. I'm hoping for them to improve a lot of the experience right now.
Right. I'm wondering if we're going to end up going through what we did for React, where like we went through like 8 patches or something crazy. Even though those are like updates to the game to have it play, you know, fixed characters and that type of thing. I think it might be possible that we get like netplay patches to actually fix the netplay. Maybe. I mean,
yeah, maybe.
I hope so. It's just I had another question. What do you think of them and of them being French Bread? And Melty, what do you think of them actually possibly acknowledging them being there being a global market? It's hard to say that, like, okay, if Netplay is good in Japan, it's like, it's Japan. Their infrastructure is crazy.
Like, yeah, really, and the distance helps a lot.
Right. Like, you might be playing somebody from, like, the bottom half of Japan, but, like, the internet is supposedly just that beastly that it's something you don't really have to worry about. Like, what if do you think they're looking to spread this out outside of Japan? Or I mean, I don't want to sound pessimistic, really.
I don't know. I really like the game. You know, I will hope for it to go worldwide, but you know how there's this like taboo in the US how anime games can't really advance.
We're used to that by now.
Yeah, even though it's the most balanced game I played ever, and the most fun of all. But yeah, I would really like
KOF though.
BV is an okay game, I guess.
King of Fighters is never balanced, but it's always fun.
It's balanced enough. Well,
the actual game, it's pretty balanced. 13 is pretty low.
13, I mean, but you've always got, like... Well, I'm not... I mean, I'm not going to talk like I know exactly what I'm talking about, but I think you've always got cases where... I mean, you know what? No, I'm not going to talk. There's always top tier and that type of thing. You're right. King of Fighters is balanced. 13 is balanced from what I can tell. I'm not going to be start saying, like, oh, but K is always top tier. And, like, yeah, well, yeah, that's the case.
So, yeah, going back to the topic, yeah. I really hope that, you know, the sales of the game do well outside of Japan so they can combine Typhoon to make the HD game. I really hope so.
That'd be awesome, because I mean, it might be you know, dreaming, but Axis did work with Typhoon to bring in Fate Extra, which was that PSP game, and the reviews are actually pretty good from what I've seen. So,
and it's actually possible. You know, I think French Red made a tweet about how Multi-Blood HD will be possible if depending on the fans' response.
Right.
So yeah, I think it's very possible.
I mean, if Arcana Heart can come over here twice, it's just our game. Let's let our voice be heard here, people.
that shit is even more anime than Melty Glass.
Maybe that's what's holding us back.
We're not anime enough.
Maybe Melty Blood is not anime enough. Maybe we need... Somebody has to be a ninja puppy dog girl or something.
I'll kill you.
Okay, alright. We won't go that far. I'm sorry. But talking about anime, actually, what are your thoughts of this game being packaged with Carnival Phantasm? The third volume.
That's fucking dumb. You know, I've been saying how I wouldn't pay $160 for that fucking game. I mean, I love it, but I wouldn't pay that much.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Blu-rays. I don't even know the extent of what the Blu-ray is going to have. Is it like two episodes or something? Or I don't know.
It's not going to be worth $160.
Right. I mean, Japan's notorious from what I understand, half the industry relies on Blu-ray and DVD sales. So, like...
Because they're fucking Japan.
Right.
Technology.
No, I mean, like, when I say half the industry, I mean the anime industry. When they make a show and it comes out on television, there's another entire half of the equation where they pay attention to how much they sell in Blu-rays and DVDs,
which is a lot, because holy shit.
Right, because it's not so much as like, oh, you know, the ratings for this were really good, let's bring it back. It's like, okay, the ratings for this were really good, but the Blu-rays and DVDs all actually sold really well as well. So, I mean, it just makes me quite... Of all things, one, it's not even, like, the first Blu-ray. It's the third one. It's the, if I'm not mistaken, it's the third volume of the Blu-ray that's...
Yeah,
that's,
third season?
Yeah, is that just the final season? I'm assuming this is the final season. The third season's not even out.
No.
At this point. So, I'm not sure. I mean, I'll use your own words. I think it's pretty dumb. It's kind of it's a dick move.
Personally, it's a bad choice. That's what you're getting at.
Yeah, I don't like that I'd be forced to have to buy an anime for, like, not an, I'm not talking about anime. I'm not, I have to be forced to buy series, and I'm not really interested just to get this game. So I'm hoping that they come out with a standalone version. That'd be really...
Well, when was the last time a Japanese developer or producer has ever made a good decision?
I don't know.
So should we continue? We just continue with the interview. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they do what works for them, I guess. That's all you can say. So, I've got a question. Are you hyped for any of the characters in the game coming? You know, in the retail version?
Yeah, of course. I mean, there's Alco, there's Rua. I want to try out Ryogi.
Okay, who are you hypest for?
Yeah, who, like, the instant the game is in your hand, you go into training mode, this is the first character you pick.
I think it will be either C. Alco or C. Rua.
C. Rua can see, because he just looks like a monster right now. He's just so crazy. But
yeah, his attack is real godlike, but his defense is just shit. You know, once he's cornered, he's dead.
That doesn't matter. You just gotta not block. All you have to do is get in there once, and you're good.
But what about Ayoko? What did they change for her?
I think they made her again like the Ad Cadenza type of character, you know, in PS2 actress again.
Right.
She had like shitty damage, and she was a lot of work to use her without much reward. But in this game, she's back at being godlike. You know, her mix-ups are just too good. The relaunches combos are sexy as hell. I don't know. I just fucking like the character. She's tricky.
Do you think this is... Actually, would you be happy if this was the last version of Meltipod we got?
I will be happy.
If there was no Melty Blood after this, you'd be totally fine. That's a question I should pose to everybody.
If there was no Melty Blood after this one?
Yeah, let's say, like, after this, they go, French Pit goes right into bringing on Under Night Inbird. And they don't touch Melty for, like, 3 years or something crazy, like.
I would rather... I don't know. I think they're just going to focus on real black things.
Yeah.
After this.
Unrelated black things.
Yeah. But I seriously would hope to get a next game, you know, a next gen game.
Right.
Multi-block high definition or something.
Yeah, we're tired of PS2s and laptops.
Yes, we are. Oh, man. Well, yeah, but we'll see what the future takes us. And actually, I have two more questions for you, sir. One, are you going to any tournaments whatsoever this year? This year being
2012. Yeah, I might be going to Evolution again.
Okay. I imagine we're going to hold a side tournament for this, so.
Yeah, I guess. You know, right now the tickets are pretty cheap, and
right.
Maybe I can make it. Some other tournament I want to attend is the final round, but final round is a little more hard for me because the prices are just fucking dumb. You know, I think right now it's $800 for just the airplane tickets.
That is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I remember trying to get it the month of, and they were like $500, and I'm like, I can't pay $500.
What are you trying to get it the month of for?
I had to be at the time when I was trying to go. I was just trying to get the work off. So.
Oh, all right.
I haven't.
I should do that like 2 months in advance, though. Like 2 months latest.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I actually will be able to make it to final round if I knew Dargis. You know, he's taking Mexicans to that fucking tournament.
Oh yeah.
Who is taking Mexicans?
Dargis.
Oh god. You gonna go with him?
Yo, why not?
If I knew him.
Oh, if you knew him.
Yeah,
but I mean, you make it sound really like you make it sound like you're gonna all gonna be packing like 12 of you guys in like a van and just driving up there.
He probably is.
It seems like the easiest way to do things.
God, I can't imagine how ludicrous he must be playing King of Fighters 13 right now. He's probably crazy into that. That's another story for another day. One final question for you, sir. What's your New Year's resolution?
Again with the stupid questions.
What? Again?
Shut up. Stop it.
What was that?
Your New Year's resolution.
I don't usually have one. I just go by, you know, in life. I have no plans.
Okay.
I don't need plans.
You don't need to resolute anything.
No, I don't have.
You're a perfect being. I got you.
Yeah, you know, for me, it's just another day.
Yeah, I think maybe you should, your resolution should be to stop buying shitty anime figures of shitty characters.
I don't usually buy figurines, you know.
Why did you buy Noelle of all characters? So
because she's fucking cute.
No, she's not. Curses.
And that shit was free.
Yeah, it was. By technicality, it was free from someone he won from team tournament, I think, right?
Yeah, you guys paid for it.
Hey, I didn't enter teams. That's all I have to say. Although I probably would have got bodied anyway.
Yeah, I entered teams and I got bodied, but it was hilarious. Oh, man. It was pretty hilarious. So, I'm at the end of my questions for Mr. Kusanagi here. Do any of you guys have anything to say to him? Any questions?
Kusa, do you remember when we played in EVO?
Yeah, I do.
Because I had never played you before, and I was like, all right. Like, I think it was, if I beat you, I would have got to Winners Finals. I would have been fine. Was it? No, I think it was Winners Finals. I did make it to Winners Finals. I had to play you, and I was like, all right, I think I got this, because he plays a Yoko. And then I was just like, holy shit, what the fuck do I do? Because, I was sort of figuring him out, but then it was, I don't know, it was weird. Like, he would just do random stupid shit. Like, I'd walk up to him, and he'd just do, like, wake up throw, or he'd do, like, wake up 3C. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
Whatever he wants.
And then it was just, like, the match is kind of a blur now, but I'm just trying to think, like, how do you think that matchup's supposed to go? Because, like, I still don't know to this day.
You play F. Akiha, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I think that time I changed moons midway, right? I played.
Yeah, you did. You played H.
I was playing H, then I played C against you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know how C has this fucking unblockable setup?
Yeah.
And that helped a lot because you know how Full Moon can't dodge at all?
Yeah, that fucked me up real bad.
In my opinion, that's definitely on Aoko's favor.
Right. Because she has three jumps, two air dashes, and if you're in any moon that's not full moon, you have an air dodge, so you have like five movement options.
Yeah, and all the fucking obstacle course.
Oh god, I hate doing that. I hate fighting against that shit. It's like, is that a held orb or epoxy orb? Oh no, I guess wrong. Eat damage. Oh, gotta do it again.
Man. What if they changed the color of those orbs so you know which one was which?
Actually, can't you tell, actually?
No.
Are you sure? Because held orbs stay still and proxy orbs move a little bit down.
They do, but it's still hard to tell because you're worried about just trying to detonate one of the orbs. You just want to dunk one. You don't think like, oh, okay, this is masked behind this one.
You really have to be paying.
They also changed that about orbs in CC, you know how in PS2, the orbs were a little more easier to get by. But now the orbs seem to activate faster.
Yeah, so you get counter hit better. You get more counter hit opportunities. Fucking blue fire is transparent now, and people are like, "Oh, you can see the mix-up," and I'm like, "No, you can't.
Oh, it's still can.
It's still a high low. Like you're blocking blue fire, and then she air dashes at you, and then she air dashes at you again, or does a low. Just because she can air dash, you can see it, doesn't mean you can react in time."
Yeah, that was never the case anyway. It wasn't like trying to see whether or not you could see if he was going high or low. It's just you still have to guess.
Yeah, you still have to guess, and there's no way to react. It's just, okay, he did air gas again. Fuck, I'm blocking low. I'm dead. And you just get hit into the same fucking setup again.
This is why I'm happy for Archetype Earth, because it's just like, oh, look at me, I'm all the way on top of the screen. Three, you know, a triple jump, it'll be like whatever, a pillar.
That looks like it's going to be a pain in the ass to fight against.
Yeah, I think that's probably going to be an Aoko's favorite too, just because she's much quicker in mobile than Archetype Earth is. Even with like flight all the way to the top of the screen, I'm pretty sure that like Aoko could just like, you know, backhand her and she'll fall right back to the ground like much quicker than. Like that's actually one thing about Archetype Earth. I don't think she has bop kiss for freaking air to air.
She doesn't need air to air. She has like pillars and DP.
She is air, like.
float, I'm a princess. Hime.
Hey. Look at me. I am. Yeah, whatever.
The canon characters now canon.
Oh, God. Well, I believe that's the end of our little skedaddle here. Unless Mizuki has anything to say.
How do you feel about Neskyo? Have you played him?
What? EXPO?
Yeah, have you played him?
No.
He's not out yet.
The fucking PS3 version got delayed.
Yeah, I think till January
or
something.
So the 360 has it, but PS3 doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's stupid as shit.
Darn it. Oh, who's your team? Who was your team in? You said K. Sorry, Fox. Your team's KKK, right?
Yeah, K-Dash, Ula, and Kyo.
Yeah. What are you saying sorry for? I already knew what that meant.
I had to apologize for the rest of the audience.
I feel even more offended.
Yeah, but most people don't care about you.
Wow. Don't be mean.
Okay, I won't. I'll just be honest.
Wow.
Okay, that's a cue for me to shut up, man.
Right. Yeah.
Kusa, are you still using the triple K team or no?
The triple game team?
K.
Triple K team.
Yeah. Yeah, I just said so.
Oh, okay. Because, like, no, they got... Didn't they get a rebalance for console?
Yeah, K-Dash has to work more for the damage, right?
Good.
And Kula can get out of the corner as easily. But I think they buffed Kyo, so it's all right.
Oh, Jesus, they buffed him?
Did he need a freaking instant command grab?
No. He doesn't need a one-frame command grab.
EX command grab, shit, it's like, oh, I'm going to jab you, command grab, damn it.
Like, now Kyo can get one fucking bar of one combo.
So he basically gets the bar back.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Whatever. Kyo. I forgot my team is Kula My Maxima.
Kula My Maxima.
No. King My Maxima. My bad.
You play one cool character.
Maxima?
King.
Oh. Dude, Maxima's awesome. Are you King?
Stupid.
I was talking to freaking to Zar, and Zar's like, he was messing around trying to figure out stuff with Maxima, and I'm like, dude, if you've got the meter, if you've got four bars of meter, like, if they have anywhere less than, like, 80%, if they're 80% and less, they're dead with one combo, and it's, like, retardedly easy. It's so, like, anything into EX punch, and then level 3, done. Because he has a giant, like, super death beam or whatever, he kept pulls out of his chest. So EX Punch not wall bounces them, so it just wall bounced into EX Death Behemoth.
That sounds so brain dead.
It is. That's what I love of me.
You would love a character like that.
Maxima is not as good as Arcade, so.
Are you sure? Because didn't they give him like a ton more guard points and like bufferable moves?
No, he already had that. He was a fucking annoying in Arcade.
Well, shit. I guess if I ever get the chance to play it next level, I'll have to remember that. But like, that's okay.
He's easier to beat now.
That's fine.
Thank God.
Shut up.
No, you shut up.
That's okay. I have old Iori.
Oh, you would play me, faggot.
Yeah, you
would. I played him in 98.
Look at me, tacos. Well, thank you for your time, Mr. Kusanagi. I appreciate you taking the time out of whatever the hell you weren't doing to join us here on broadcast.
Chimpo.
Fuck.
I hope to play you a net play when the retail version comes out so I can inevitably get mad and never play online again. Probably.
Yeah.
Are you like fully, are you going to start doing, are you going to be as net play warrior as you were with Akadenta or?
Maybe.
Maybe. We'll have to see.
I enjoy trolling people.
I know.
Legendary delay 9-10 Kusa.
Chink face. Bastard.
All right.
I'm already hearing the whines. You know how. Zero is cheap. Sioko is cheap. Overheads.
Oh, this is going to be great online, too. It's like, okay, you got to block this up. No. Free 4K combo.
Oh, man. And he's just going to practice, like, doing everything in, like, plus 10 delay. It's going to be the best time.
They have the same option as Marvel. Marvel has, like, you can pick how much delay you want so you can practice your combo in lag. Which is fucking stupid, by the way.
Yeah, it's like, good job. Don't worry about extra spectator mode, but give us a mode in training mode that makes us feel like we're playing online anyway. Oh, whatever. Let's not get into it. We will wrap things up. Guys, if you've got any suggestions, comments, complaints, compliments, whatever.
Follow us on Twitter.
We're pretty much the Melty Bread Twitter itself. I'm trying to get the Facebook plugin working. We'll work on that. What were you going to say, Fox?
You don't have a Twitter?
I have a Twitter. Why are people going to... Don't follow me on Twitter. I don't do Twitter.
Okay, all right. Don't follow this...
Follow Fox on Twitter.
Follow me at Makoto Scrub. Follow Mizuki at... Wait, do you want this given away or no?
Well, they can get it, but I'm not going to add them.
Okay, there you go. Okay, you can follow Mizuki at _ Mizuki.
There's too many underscores, man.
Well, they already took Mizuki, and then they already took one _ Mizuki, so I had to do two.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be creative.
I don't really... maybe I'll do Twitter in the future, but we'll see. Kusanagi, you got a Twitter?
Yeah, it's Aosaki _ Kyo.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
And, hey, comments, complaints, all of the good stuff.
Complaints of how Chibi doesn't fucking... do updates on videos or real updates. Yeah,
I am doing updates. You can, in fact, you know what? Go ahead and count how many times I said the word during this entire broadcast. I'm sure I'll get a laugh out of it. But for now,
you know someone's gonna do it.
Gonna do it. I'm working on. I'm trying not to say but it'll fade away soon enough. I hope so.
I hope so too.
We are pretty much ready to head out of here, so I don't have a freaking outro yet.
We'll think of something, or we'll ask Mizuki to like ask one of his guys he knows to do something.
Yeah, we'll get more anime for the outro.
Yeah.
Watch more anime.
No, watch less anime. Press
watch
more
less anime. Oh, yeah.
Something like that. I don't know.
So thanks for tuning in, guys, and see you next
time. Later.
Bye.